would you see on tape watching back on the game?
You know, I saw us move the ball pretty well throughout the day. Kind of like I was saying after the game, there was a period of about 5 to 6 minutes where we just didn't play good football at all. And when you play a team like that, they capitalize on those mistakes. And, you know, they did a good job of that.
Trevor, how has the team handled the last few days of putting that behind them and moving forward?
I think we've handled it really well. Starting from the message that Coach Sumlin gave us right after the game about just focusing on the next one, staying together as a brotherhood, we've done a good job of that. We had a really good practice yesterday, and I expect us to have a big one today as well.
You know, what did that add for y'all when Keith came in there in the second half and started running the ball?
Keith did awesome. You know, that was a game for him that he kind of broke out. And I know he didn't have, you know, a whole bunch of yards or, you know, a bunch of touchdowns or anything like that, but he ran extremely hard and he set the tone for the offense all day. And so hats off to him. I'm really proud of the way that he played even when we were going through adversity, and excited for him this week to come back and play well again.
What kind of relationship?
We had a great relationship, and he was one of those guys when I was, you know, going through the transfer process that I reached out to, and he told me a lot about this program, and we've continued that relationship since I've been here.
I know you're always kind of evaluating yourself and trying to get better. What are some specific things you're looking to improve on as you move forward here?
I think there's always, you know, like you said, things that you want to get better on. For this offense and for me specifically, it's getting the ball in those receivers' hands. You know, I still say that's the best receiving core in the country, and they've proven that time and time again. And it's just getting the ball in their hands and being more consistent week in and week out.
As a veteran, how do you help the team guard against the letdown, since y'all played the number one team in the nation last week and now you're playing a team that's not even your conference?
I wouldn't say it was a letdown for us. You know, that's a really good team that we played, and they deserve all the credit. Were we disappointed with the loss? Absolutely. But we realized that, you know, we've got 5 games ahead of us, and we've got New Mexico State this weekend, and we need to come out and play really well this weekend.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that was a letdown. I mean, how do you avoid, like, it being a letdown this week, since it's not such a big game, it's not all eyes on you this week, it's kind of a, you know, less prestigious opponent?
Well, we just don't let that get in our heads. You know, our identity as a team this year is playing the next week, and it's about us and, you know, nameless, faceless opponent. And that's no disrespect to who we're playing, but we want to worry about us and play as best we can week in and week out.
With so much to play for, you have four of the last five at home. How big is that?
It's big time. You know, anytime you play at home, I think it gives you a little bit of an advantage. And, you know, you got to love playing in front of, you know, 106,000 at Kyle Field. And so that's big time for us.
What have you seen from New Mexico State?
They're a solid group. You know, their record doesn't really indicate that this year. But they've got, I think, 9 or 10 returning starters. So they've played a lot of football before. And like I said, we're worried about us this week, though. And we got to come out and play really sharp and just execute on our side of the ball.
How much of a boost does it give you guys going forward, knowing that kind of hung with the number one team in the country through 3 quarters?
Well, you know, we feel like internally that we can play with anybody in the country. And again, on Saturday, we stuck around for a while and then just made, you know, some bad plays here and there that kind of put it out of reach. But we're still confident. We're really confident in the back half of this stretch here and confident in each other. And so we're, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge.
What did you learn during that stretch of bad play that you can do to fix that so it didn't happen again this year?
You know, you could go back and forth about a million different things, but it's just, you know, being more consistent. You know, you can't have a fumble there in the back half of the game that really changes the tide, and then you can't throw a pick. I mean, all the negative plays, you got to just try and eliminate those, and that's just being sharp and, you know, settling, not trying to press when, you know, your back's against the wall, and just executing the offense like we know we can.
And how much easier does it make your job whenever the running backs are effective and the running game is going smoothly?
I think everything feeds off of each other. You know, if the passing game opens up, then it opens up the running game and vice versa. And so our running backs and our offensive line have done a great job this year of giving us that opportunity to be very balanced.
You know, and how much, like you said, I think Saban said that I think they switched defensive packages in the second half once they started running the ball a little bit more. How did that affect the game and how the offense kind of moved on ball?
You know, they did a great job schematically all day, but also just making plays. You know, I think we did finally get in a rhythm there, kind of in the middle part of the game where we were running the ball really well, and it opened up some of the passing game and things like that. But, you know, we had some sacks and some penalties that kind of put us behind the chains. And, again, when you're playing a team like that, you can't have those mistakes that get you off schedule.
Have you guys talked about at all, despite having a loss, still being able to be in contention for a national championship? You went out?
Not really. You know, that's kind of the buzz that we hear in the back of our heads, but – We're worried about this week, and we've got a lot of football left to play and a lot of quality opponents left in front of us, and we're not looking forward to that. We've got to win 1 week at a time, and if in the end we come out 11-1, then, you know, we don't even control that at that point. That's a committee and things like that, and so we're worried about 1 week at a time, and right now that's New Mexico State.
What specifically are you doing, Trevor, to try to fix the snap issue over there?
Snap issue as far as
errant snaps and things like that.
You know, Eric's done a great job all year. I think there was a period, for one drive or so where he was a little off, and that could be a lot of different things, but he's done an incredible job, and so we're not going to try and change much.
Was it a surprise to you that the O-line gave up 5 sacks on Saturday, because they've been, really good all season long?
No, it wasn't a surprise to me. That's a fantastic front. A lot of guys that are going to be playing on Sundays. And, I could have eliminated a couple of those, and those guys know that they can play better up front as well. And so it's a group effort. It always is a group effort. They pin it a lot on one specific O-lineman or that group, and it's not that. It's everybody. It's route running. It's me getting the ball out of my hands. It's everything. And so, again, give credit to Alabama for making those happen.